Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Our word for the day is solidago. It's the technical term for goldenrod, and it may hold economic potential for Kentucky farmers. The State Ag Development Board just approved a $55,000 state grant for a Kentucky-based company that wants to expand acreage and use of solidago.
Solidagics is a company that is producing natural ingredients for use in multiple industries from goldenrod, and the properties that it has that we've isolated and found using patented technology have benefits to humans and mammals for nutrition purposes. We also have isolated some insecticidal uses for control of food spoilage, mites, and other types of pests.
Solidagic CEO Terry Minton is working with Roundstone Native Seed out of Upton to help contract for additional acreage. They have an in-state processor to isolate the raw products for which they have a market.
We have an agreement with a company out of Michigan to incorporate our ingredients into some of their nutrition supplements for both equine and human use. In addition to that, there are cosmetic uses for this for anti-aging purposes and antioxidant uses and all. We're in conversations working with a large cosmetics company for that.
Awarded funds will support harvest of the 2012 crop of 30 acres and the establishment of 500 to 2,000 for 2013. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Terry Minton with Solidagics and their development of a market for goldenrod.
It grows on less than pristine soil very easily, so the cultivation is fairly straightforward. It's a very hardy plant. As a perennial, it comes back every year. First year production isn't quite as dense, but the second, third year comes back quite dense and competes very well for its own space.
Potential producers can learn more online at tminton@solidagex.com. That's T-M-I-N-T-O-N at solidagex.com.
The average acreage that I think Roundstone is looking for to help with the production is probably 10 to 15 acres per producer. And we get much smaller than that, then management of that becomes more of a challenge.
Goldenrod, a new crop, perhaps, for some Kentucky farmers. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.